Mondays are all about financial advisor-related links here at Abnormal Returns. You can check out last week's links, including a look at keeping track of clients' QCDs. Quote of the day. The bigger shift is what custody is becoming. It's no longer just about where assets are held. It's about the technology that helps advisors run their businesses and serve their clients. Beale Capuzzi. Podcasts. Ian Wenick and Alex Steger talks with Josh Brown, CEO of Ritholtz Wealth Management. Citywire.com. Daniel Crosby talks with Adam Cockeram of Financial Advisor Bath about distinguishing between money and meaning problems. StandardDeviationsPod.com. Brent Sullivan talks about the evolution of asset management with Paul Bauchi, editor of the Journal of Wealth Management and managing director of applied research at Morgan Stanley. TaxalfaInsider.com. Altruist. Altruist has sold to Vanguard for $4.6 billion in cash. Axios.com. Why Vanguard's acquisition of Altruist is a big deal. ThinkAdvisor.com. How the Altruist deal could affect Fidelity and Schwab, SCHW, Wealth Management.com. Custody is about more than where assets are held these days. Wealth Management.com. Vanguard. Why did Vanguard change course? RiaBiz.com. Can Vanguard and Altruist get along? RiaBiz.com. One criticism of Vanguard has been that it has underinvested in technology. ThinkAdvisor.com. Family. How to work with disengaged couples? Kitses.com. On the challenges of merging finances for late-in-life married couples. ThinkAdvisor.com. How often do children support their parents financially in retirement? CRR, BC, Edu. Advisors. The ForbesShook research rankings are suspended. RiaBiz.com. Is the business of advisor rankings and lists finally over? RiaBiz.com. Selling your advisory firm may make you richer, but less happy. InvestmentNews.com. Retirement anxiety isn't an information problem. Barrons.com. Why niches matter for independent advisors? ZeiplingNetwork.com. Some of your clients already own crypto. AdvisorPerspectives.com. How advisors can help clients navigate the financial aspects of a cancer battle. TheDailyUpside.com. How using fear to motivate clients can backfire. ThinkAdvisor.com.